Okay, next parak, Tehillim, parak Yud Beis, the 12th parak here in Tehillim, is a parak that the first half of it is short parak. First half of it is all about David HaMelech describing Rishayim, and they use their words, and they lie, and they pretend to be someone who they are not. And the second half is either a nevuah or a tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing them, Hashem removing them from the earth and guarding those that are oppressed. That's the parak. And again, this is could be said by anyone in a generic state of Rishayim sprouting and succeeding, and the belief and the tefillah and the nevuah that they are going to be removed. Again, some of the Rishonim talk about maybe a specific event that this is referring to. The Mesudas David said this is referring to David HaMelech's running away from Shaul for so many years, and how David HaMelech expresses how there's nobody left to defend me, there's nobody left to tell Shaul I'm not out to get him, even if there was. Yonasan was telling him, David's good friend, but there's no one else out there. The Radak said it's talking about a time in the future. The Radak says, Zemizmor Namer Baruch HaKodesh Al HaAsid. It's on the future, at some door, on some generation that is full of wicked. Al dor shayu mizgabrim harishayim al haniyim. On a door that has the rishayim overtaking and abusing the aniyim. If you look in Rashi, in Divrei Hayamim, Rashi in Divrei Hayamim says this is referring to a specific door, and that's the door that David HaMelech's family himself was almost wiped out. And that, if you remember from our Shiurim in Divrei Hayamim, and in Sefer Malachim, the door of Ataliah, where Ataliah wiped out all of David HaMelech's family, except for the a little baby. She didn't know about it, but Yoash was saved by the Kohen Gadol and his wife, and they kept him till he was 6 years old inside the Kodesh Kadashim. But that was the only place that was secret and private enough until he was 6 years old. Then they came out with Mamlechim, and Ataliah was killed. But that's the door that it's referring to, right? That's what Rashi says in Divrei Hayamim. David HaMelech is thinking about that. David HaMelech is thinking about that. That's what David HaMelech says. But talking about this daber lashon deep davar ubin malachim ksiv atov al dar hazeh omer David lamnatzeach lashvidis ro baruch hakodesh shebedar shmini. This is the eighth generation from David, counting from Shlomo. Shlomo is number one. And he sees in the future, Yehare kol zaro al yidei Atalia, shehare mishlomo arkan shmona doros, vehispalel sheyishtayer zaro lizikaron. And David HaMelech davens, save my Zera, save my family, v'omer hoshia Hashem, ki gamar chasid. There's nobody left. Al yidei v'omim lachim, omer shayidei sam ha-maves, haragtam, shayiksiv, atignov, oso itoponei HaMelech, v'chulu, and it continues. But that's what Rashi, though we don't, many assume that it's not Rashi, but the Mefarish called Rashi on Divrei Hayamim, says that. Okay, so now let's get into the parak. So, Lam Natseach, Al HaShminis, Mizmar LeDavid. So again, Shminis is some type, either that the eighth generation that we just saw alluded to, or some type of musical instrument. Mizmar LeDavid, David again sings. Again, as we've had, this is a song because David HaMelech has such bitachon that it's all going to be okay. Hoshia Hashem ki gamar chasid, Hashem save me. Hoshia Hashem ki gamar chasid, because those that are pious have finished, there are no more, ki pasu emunim mi b'nei adam. There is no more emunim amongst people. So two different words, chasid and a ma'amin. The Malbim discusses, what's a chasid and a ma'amin? A chasid is someone who acts lefnim mishur asadin, someone who goes above and beyond. So save me, there's nobody who does lefnim mishur asadin, and there's nobody even that does din. As the pasuk says, "Kifasu emunim mibnei adam." Even those that do din, there's no the fnimer shuras adin, and there's no din. One might say, you know, if there's people who do some din, then maybe it could be you could find some to do lefnimer shuras adin. But there's nothing. There's nobody. Anshe emes shesharmu mashiv tichu b'mitzvah sayosim achiyev hamut aleim. But there aren't even those people, says David HaMelech, in this generation. Shav yedabru ish el re'ehu. They talk falsehood to each other. Sfas chalakos, a smooth tongue. Belev valev yedaberu. In a heart and in a heart. What's the double? Lashon, Rashi, bishnei lovavos. Li marim shalom v'yesina temuna belibam. On the outside, they might speak one way, but on the inside, they're something different. Not the opposite of tocho kabaro. Their inside is not like they're outside, right? Discussing the power of speech, as we know, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph discusses. Rava says the six statements, question statements that we're going to be discussing after 120. The first question that we get is Nasata v'Natata be'emuna, right? The first question is about being honest. First question is about how we have interpersonal relationships. And yes, even though there's a gra, the Maariv Chayis there on that Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph quotes the Vilna Gaon that says on a deeper level, all six questions are about Talmud Torah. Nasavatata be'emuna means did you learn Seder Zroim, right? Emuna Sitecha. Number two, Kavate Itim. Itim, Latorah Itim is a Itecha is Seder Moed. And he goes through all of them. But the Pashup Shot of the Gemara is were you honest? Because so much starts with the power of speech. So much starts with the power of speech, right? And this is the root of what David HaMelech is describing, is that it was a dishonest door. And the David HaMelech says, and the Radak says, the next pasuk is either a nevuah or a tefillah. Yachres Hashem! Hashem should, or Hashem will, cut down kol sifsei chalakos, all of those who speak so smoothly. Lashon medaberes gedolos. They speak so big, but, you know, it's emor harbei, Vaasei ma'at, like Ephron, we learn. Asher Amru, they say, Lil Shonenu, with our tongues, Nagbir, we will become great. Sifasenu itanu, our lips are with us. Mi adomanu, we are in control. Who could best us? We are in control. They have the power of speech. And we get whatever we want using our koach adibur. We know the Lashon is so powerful, right? We know that the Medrash, famous Midrashim about the tongue that, you know, there's different views, the Medrash Shocher Tov, different versions of the Medrash, but I'll read one of the versions. Maisahaya b'melech paras shachala, a certain Persian king was sick. Amalei arofim, ein lecha refua, sheyaviu lecha chalav levia, v'nasa lecha refua. The only way that your daughter, or the king, different versions, could get better if he has milk of a lioness. Somebody says, okay, I'll go get it. I'm just going to need 10 goats. He takes 10 goats, and he goes to a lioness, and every day he stands far away, he throws a goat, and then the next day he goes a little further, closer in, and he throws a goat until finally he gets every day the lion trusts, and finally the 10th day he throws the goat very close, and he milks the lioness, and he starts going back to the king. And on the way back to the king, all of the body parts start arguing with each other. Which is the most important? Haraglayim omrim. Ein b'chala yivarim domim lanu. Im lo alachnu anu lo hayachol ikach hachalav. Right? If without us they the legs, then nobody would have been able to get the milk. Hayadayim omrim. Ein kamosenu. Im lo yinu osim ein adavar klum. Omer halev. Im lo nasati aitza. The heart, the brain. Ansa halashon. The tongue says, Im lo amarti adavar mahaya ose. The tongue says, I'm the most important. You're comparing yourself to us. You're in the dark in a mouth. The tongue says, you'll see today, I'm in charge. I'm in charge. They go to the king and they say, King, here is your dog milk. Chalav kalbisa. Katzav HaMelech, the king says, go and hang these people. What are they making fun of me? And the Hechi of Ram Livkos, all the limbs start crying, and the Lashon says, Lo amati alechem shebechem mamish? Didn't I tell you that I'm in charge? Amani matzelas eschem, teidush ani alechem. If I save you, yes. Amar latolam oso. Heshivuni ala melech ulai inatzel. Bring me back. They brought him back. What does he say? He says, sorry, where I come from, we call lion milk cow milk. We call lion milk dog milk. Please try it. He tries it, and he lives happily ever after, and that's the phrase Hamaves v'Hachayim biyad halashon, and that's what it says in this parak. They say the tug is going to be in charge, but we're going to rule. Lil shonenu nagbir. Sifaseinu itanu. Again, the power of speech is reflected beautifully by the Rambam. The Rambam. In not only at the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, where he talks about Lashon Hara, but I like to quote the Rambam in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, where he talks about the five categories of speech. And every single thing that we say, right? This is on the Mishnah in the first parak, on V'lo Matzasi L'guf Tov Ela Shtika, when Reb Shimon Gamliel says being quiet is valuable, says the Rambam that there are five categories of speech. Hachelek HaRishon, and every single thing that we say in our life is recorded and put into one of these drawers. Put it to one of these drawers. The chelik arishon hu ha-mitzuveh bo. That's mitzvah. Mitzvah. Torah. Hu kriyas ha-torah v'limuda v'ha'iyun b'pirusha. Zu mitzvah saseh, shes tavinu ba v'dibarta bam. V'hu kamo kol ha-mitzvahs. Number one. Number two is what's usher, the opposite. V'hu isharnu alav, edus sheker, kazav, lying, rechilus, regal, gidufim, cursing, right? Many of this. Nivel peh, lashon hara. That's all category two. Next, you have, I'm skipping, the fifth one he talks about, is divrei harishus. That's what we need to talk because we're human beings. Shopping and parking and stuff. Errands. Hu adibur mashinogea la'adam b'mischaro, uparnasaso, uma'achalo, umishteyu, umalbusha. What am I going to wear today? V'yeser kol tzrachav. V'zerishus einenu lo ratzui v'lo meruchak. It's not great, it's not bad, it just is. And then you have the other categories. What the Rambam calls what is ratzui and what is miruchak. Not mitzvah, but ratzui, meaning it's positive. Not usur, but meruchak, it's not fine. There's some things, words, that are not curse words, terrible, but they're not fine ways to talk. And there are some things that are not Torah, but they're positive, constructive. Maybe the Rambam would put philosophy in here, other types of wisdoms, but those are the five categories. Every single thing that we say, says the Rambam, is in one of these five, and that is the power of our tongue. And that's what David HaMelech is describing, a generation where they misused the power of their tongue. And they just say, Lo Shenino Nagbir, Mi Adon Lanu. And says the Pasuk, Mishod Aniyim, Me'enkas Evyonim, Hashem, please, from the plunder of the poor, from the cry of the Evyonim, Ata Akum, Yomar Hashem, Hashem, let yourself say, I will get up. Ashis b'yesha, right? I will give yesha or Yeshua, right? Like we started off with Hoshia Hashem. So David says, I believe it's going to happen. Yafiachlo, he will blow into them. He will blow into Chua into them. Imros Hashem amaros tahoros. The words of Hashem are true and pure. Kesef saruf, like purified silver. Ba'alil la'aretz, clear and known to the ground. Mizukak shivasayim, purified over and over and over again. The words of Hashem are pure and clear and true. Rav Zevin, in his first piece in La Torah V'Lamoadim, on Pashas Emor, he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, on the word Emor, right, the Medrash says, Rabbi Tamchum Rabbi Chen Eloi Pasach, Imoros Hashem Amoros Tahoros, right, quoting our Pasach. What does that mean? Imoros Hashem Amoros Tahoros, Imoros Basar Vadam, Einan Amoros Tahoros. The ma'amarim, the phrases of Hashem are pure, the phrases of a human being are not. Binoek sheba olam, melech basar v'adam, nechlas l'medina. The Medrash says, by a human king, he could come into a country. Amar lohem, l'machar ani bona lachem di musios u'merchatzos. Tomorrow I'm going to build you palaces and bathhouses. I'm going to do a lot of great things for you. L'machar ani machris lachem u'ama shalmayim. I'm going to bring you a aqueduct of water. I'm going to give you plumbing. Yashan lo v'lo amad heichanu. Everybody went to sleep. In the morning, he does nothing. Heichanu amrosav. Where's what he promised to do? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Elav Hashem Elokim emes. Hashem is true. That's the Medrash. Says Rav Zevin, Shalosh amiros hein. There are really three categories of amira. There's amira shekocha ba'atzmusa. There's an amira, an utterance that itself has inherent power. The utterance itself has power. Then there are utterances, shenis kaima, that can be fulfilled, and an amir shalonis kaima. So three categories: an utterance that itself accomplishes something, an utterance that promises that something will be done, and an utterance and it is done, and then it won't. Imros Hashem, says Rav Zevin, that is hein ha'amiros hein ha'maisim, kochan ba'atzmusan, Hashem ba'asara ma'amaros. Nivra ha'olam, his ma'amar, his amaros, that itself is powerful, that itself accomplishes. Ha'amira atzma hiya po'elas, bidvar Hashem nashmaim na'asu, vayomer Elokim yihi or. Right? Lo machshavosai machshavosachem, says Rav Zevin, Hashem's machshava and dibur is action. Machshava v'dibur shal adam lo nishaveklum, u'machshava v'dibur shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nivru'u kol ha'olamos. So that's category one of imros, and that's Hashem's. By a basar v'adam, by a human being, if he fulfills his amira, then fine. In amira atzmei na poelas, sorry, I'll call upon him amira yichol lidkashem, but maisa shi kaimes amira so. right? If he doesn't fulfill, that's even worse. But then Rav Zeman says, it is possible for an amira of human being to also be poel. And that, of course, is an amira of Divrei Torah. Chayim lehem lemotzeihem lemotzieihem v'peh. That's the drasha in Maseches Eirufin. So we could also be in the category of an amira that is inherently significant. But that's what David HaMelech says. This door uses their amira for falsehood and lying and taking advantage. Hashem's amiras are pure and perfect. Atahu, continuing the pasuk, Atahu tishmarim titzrenu. Hashem, you guard them. You protect these evyonim and aniyim min dar zu la'olam forever. Please protect them. Saviv rasha'im yishalachun. Right around them, the wicked are walking. But Hashem, I know you're gonna save them, even though they're surrounded by rasha'im. Krum zulus l'bnei adam. When we see the zulus, those that are lowly raised up to people. What does that last phrase mean? Rashi, Radak, and the Chazal. Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi says, it's talking about me, David HaMelech says. Krum Zulus, I was Mezuzal. I was the little brother that didn't even think had a chance, right? I was amongst the sheep, and I was raised up. I was raised up in front of people. I know Hashem is going to raise me. Mikinasam she'inam ra'a b'gdulasi, she'nilkachti mi'achorei atzon limloch. This pasuk says Rashi is like the pasuk later on, Evan ma'asu habonim. The Radak says different shot. This means krum zulus l'bnei adam. It means when the Rishayim are raised up, it is downgrading and lowly and disgracing for the whole world. Krum, it's a disgraceful when the Rishayim are raised up. That's number two. The Gemara in Brachas Adavav quotes a drasha, quotes more than one drasha. We'll focus on one of them. Vav Mabez, the Gemara says, what's on this pasuk? Krum zulus l'bnei adam. That's referring to elu dvarim she'omdim berumo shel olam, u'bnei adam mezalzelim behen. Things that are very high, and people are mezalzel. Krum, they're very high up, zulus l'bnei adam, but people, you know, take advantage of that. And Rashi says, what's that referring to? Tfila. So with tfila, could go tfila she'ola l'mala. People don't appreciate it. Tefillah is omei berumo shel olam, but people don't appreciate it. People don't recognize the tefillah. It could be, the Rinas Yisrael points this out, it could be that Pasha Pshat of this pasuk is that it's so high up and people don't realize it. Right? Even though, lo mrocha tefillah omei berumo shel olam, mikol makom, b'nei adam mezalzelin, but still people are mezalzel. But he said maybe it's just the opposite. Because it's so high up and special, the Yetzer Hara works really hard to get us not to appreciate it. Mitzvahs v'tfilos kol davar shu yoser gadol l'umazeh hayitzahara yoser gadol v'tzorach lizar yoser. That's why la'olam bizar b'tfilas mincha, because as the Mefarshim explained, mincha is super powerful the middle of the day, and that's what we have to redouble our efforts in order to appreciate all the mitzvahs that are so high that we don't appreciate, including tefillah. Remember of Soloveitchik's gorgeous thought in Ish HaEmunah. Or Soloveitchik says that when did they formalize tefillah? When did they formalize the text and the times? That was all the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Why Dafka did they do it then? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. That's the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Amongst the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were the last Nevi'im, Chag HaZachariah Malachi. And they knew that Nevuah was coming to an end. And they, the rabbis of the time, could not and would not accept the tragic reality that there would be no communication anymore between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So they said, if Hashem's not going to talk to us, we're going to talk to Him. And therefore, Tefillah was created at that time in its formal structure as a Hemshech of Nevuah. Because in every conversation, you always have one side talking and one side listening. So Nevuah is God talking to man. Tefillah is man talking to God. And that is it's two sides of the same coin. Tefillah hi hemshech shel Nevuah v'ha'aguda shel mispalalim hum emela aguda shel neviim. Ba'od shebetoch keila Nevuah ha'elokim no kate biyuzma. Nevuah, Hashem takes the initiative. Hu medaber v'adam mazin, hari b'keila sa tefillah ha'yuzma ba'a min ha'adam. Hu medaber for Elokim Mazin. And Anshei Knesset Gedolah yadu ki be'ikvos hialu musosho du siach zu mitchum ha'todah. If you don't have this, It's going to be terrible. And therefore they said, we have to be mamshechit. And that's krum zulus l'bnei adam. As Rashi says, this is something that people don't realize. People don't realize the godless of the power of tefillah. We even see it in the Mishnah. Remember that Mishnah in Maseches Makos, where the Mishnah says that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim used to bring care packages to those who killed b'shogeg, so that they wouldn't daven that their sons die. The tefillah of these rotzchim b'shogegs would have any effect? The power of a tefillah, the power of a tefillah, a heartfelt tefillah, right? That's krum zulus l'bnei adam, something that we have to appreciate. That's a chazal on that last line. But either way, the parak is about David HaMelech davening and prophesizing that the Rishayim, who twist their words, will be removed. Okay, we will stop here.